Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Friday night.
Feel Good Friday. Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Huge game six down in Miami, and we want to send our Knicks fans, our two buddies, Zoo and Gallo, the best Knicks fans we know. We here, we outside, baby.
Single go guys, York. No responsibility.
Right, exactly.
Just guys being guys, dudes. I mean, they are the epitome of being a dude.
Yeah, right, exactly. Guaranteed dudes. And they are the best. So
very little responsibility.
Very little responsibility until Anthony Gallo was given the responsibility of watching his roommate's dog as his roommate goes on a dude cruise somewhere down south in the Bahamas or something. I don't know. But he's got this dog for a couple of weeks, and he wants to make sure that the dog is taken care of. So we have decided to help him out with that, and we got a call from one of our listeners. I believe Rob in Staten Island said Four Paws was the place to go. So we have Ashley from Four Paws on right now. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
All right, so we've got some issues here. We need to get this German Shepherd mutt, as Anthony Gallo said, boarded at some point this afternoon. So first of all, do you have room at Four Paws for this dog?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, what do you need from us to accept the dog? Are there vaccines, paperwork? What are we talking about?
So we would just need a rabies certificate up to date from the dog, as well as a Bordetella and a distemper vaccination certificate, all up to date. And the dog just has to be neutered or spayed if it's a female or a male.
Okay. I'm having a feeling this is going to be a problem, Ashley, you know, and I don't want to put you guys in a bad situation. I mean, your place looks great, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the video looks great. All the dogs seem to be really happy. They're interacting with one another. You even have a swing in there.
Yeah.
Look at that. This is unbelievable.
All right, so Ashley.
I want to stay there.
Ashley, we're in a bit of a time crunch here.
Yes.
You know, we've been talking about Four Paws on the air now for probably an hour. Like, let's say that, because we've got, you know, like a stoner in your life, you know, like the stoner who's like not motivated and screws everything up. You got one of those in your life. So that's like the guy that we have here, this Anthony Gallo, and he's not going to be able to get Bordetella paperwork in any sort of timely manner. So let's say he doesn't have that. Is there a solitary room, a nice little Four Paws with a swing in it, solitary confinement for this dog, or no?
Unfortunately, the Department of Health requires us to have all updated records on file in the facility, so I would not be able to accept him.
Is the answer to that question the same off the air?
Yes.
Okay.
For the safety of all the dogs.
Yeah.
It's true. I understand that. I totally get it. I mean, nobody, you know, listen,
I do have staff that would watch the dog privately in their home. Ooh. So the person could still contact me, and I will set that up for them.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Look at this. See, this is a person that is trying to get things done.
Exactly.
Here. This is what I appreciate. This is why, Ashley, I love you. I don't even know you, but you are a person that gets things done.
Some people are confronted with problems and go, oh, I don't know what to do. This is terrible. You guys are killing me. And some people like Ashley go, okay, here's a problem. Here's a solution.
She's a problem solver.
I don't like to say no to anybody, so I always make sure that I have something up my sleeve.
That's great, Ashley. Okay. All right. So you are a great place, highly recommended. We know that the dog is going to be taken care of. Your staff is tremendous, so it's not an issue. The dog is going to be in good hands. We just need to now convince Anthony Gallo to be able to get the dog to you. Now,
well, if we have the paperwork.
Well, no, she said you had a private person.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. But right. I think the private person would take the dog into their home, right?
Yes.
Okay. And would that private person... with an incentive, go and pick the dog up in Staten Island?
I will, yeah, I'll make it happen.
All right, girl.
Oh, this, look at this. She is unbelievable.
All right, this is great, Ashley. Oh. You are tremendous. So we'll make sure that person is taken care of. Go and get the dog. And that seems like a problem solved here. All right, very good, Ashley. We will be in touch. I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to talk to Al Dukes again. Thank you for giving us solutions, and we'll continue to be in touch.
Of course. You're welcome, and thank you for calling me.
Of course. All right.
Great. Well, there you go.
Ashley at Four Paws.
How nice is she?
Yeah, I wonder if that's close to Island-Wide Realty. I wonder how close she is to that.
Well, she looks like she's down south Staten Island.
Okay. Listen, Gallo's got no excuse at this point. None. There's really, you cannot create a better situation than what Ashley just laid out there. And if I'm the owner of that dog, his roommate who's on the dude's cruise that left his dog with Gallo for 2 weeks anyway, I am thrilled that Ashley from Four Paws is taking the dog, or one of her colleagues or whatever, is taking the dog for a night.
Do you know how hard it is to say Four Paws like the right way as opposed to saying Four Paws? It's so easy to say Four Paws.
Four Paws. I know. Well, that's why we say it that way. Four Paws.
Four Paws. No, so you can't even say it either.
Four Paws.
Four Paws.
Fire Paws. Four Paws.
Four Paws.
That's great. It's the place on Staten Island called Four Paws is just tremendous. All right. Now, Zoo's got something we got to work out now, too, but we'll see what happens. But Gallo's at least got no excuse. None.
Well, yeah, we could send him down by himself.
Yeah, I think that would be, if we have to. Because Zoo's got something that I'm not going to bring up, but he's got a situation, nothing bad, but something he's got to take care of, so which is a little bit harder to maneuver than dropping a dog off at Four Paws.
Right. And what time's the flight?
Well, I'm trying to move it a little later for Zoo, so there's a 2:30 that gets him in at 5:40.
What time is the game tonight? 8?
7:30.
Oh, 7:30 game.
So that's the latest I think we can get them there.
And then we got to get Spencer involved, right?
Yeah, Spencer's no problem. He's ready to go. We got his number. There's also a 3 that leaves out of LaGuardia. 6:17.
Ugh.
I mean,
where
it's
is
tough.
He coming from, by the way? Do we know where his Zoo's coming from?
He'd be coming from Staten Island himself.
He's a Staten Island guy, too?
Yeah, well, he's going to be in Staten Island this afternoon. Yeah. So, yeah. Gallo, let's focus on Gallo for the time being.
Okay.
And then we'll get to Zoo. Gallo's got to get down there. That is the goal this morning, is to get Gallo down there. All right? Now, Zoo, I really don't even... I don't know where to start with this. I'm not even sure if we can... What about Gallo's suggestion of Boyle? Do we need to send two people down there?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Or is it just one?
What? Yeah. You saw Boyle, like, when he gets out in the public, what he gets like?
Yeah.
Gets a little intense.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a guy who could not represent the show well.
He could get into a fight.
Right, like, Zoo's a lover, not a fighter. Gallo, same thing. Very docile. But Pat Boyle's a guy, he gets instigated in the wrong way. All of a sudden, you know, that Irish boxer comes out of him. And next thing you know, you've got Boomer and Geo's Pat Boyle knocking out Miami Heat fan goes viral.
Right. And, you know, I don't necessarily know that I need Boomer and Geo's Pat Boyle.
Exactly.
I need my name into the, written into the, you know, some sort of defense record again.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll focus on that. Okay. This is what I want to do here in the meantime, as we try to get, is, well, when Gallo walks back in, we'll talk to him. But I want to go, if Al can go to that, my Twitter page, and then go to that guy's video from Tampa at WDAE. I want to play
that one after Evan.
Went after in air quotes. All right.
Okay.
Now, you have not heard this.
I have not heard. I actually saw some. I saw it somewhere, but I didn't. I don't know where I saw it. Maybe I saw it on. I must have seen it on Twitter and just passed over it, just figuring this is nonsense.
Right. Well, it basically is nonsense. Now, you know, there's this whole idea of like, oh, you know, why are you going to bother giving somebody attention thing? Or, you know, why would you punch down at a guy at a station like this? Or why? Like all of these things. But just like, let's just throw that out of the window for a second. And let's just talk about how funny this is. Because this is a guy who hears Evan say that he believes that the Rays are cheating.
Especially at home.
Right, at home. And he decides, as the flagship of the Tampa Bay Rays, that he is going to like channel his inner Mike Francesa and go after Evan and challenge Evan Roberts of WFAN. Because how dare you imply that the Rays are cheating, and this is a big opportunity for him, right? You want to talk about a swing and a miss.
All right, maybe that's a swing and a miss, but you know, who has a player that's been suspended?
Yeah, the Mets.
Okay.
Definitely a Mets. So right. this guy's name there, Jay Reicher.
It's R-E-C-H-E-R. Reicher.
Jay Reicher. W-D-A-E. So let's take a listen to this. I may stop and start it, but let's start listening.
These are facts, Evan. Not slow pitch lobs that you can see every Thursday night at Eisenhower Park.
All right, now, 1 second. So he's, while he's saying this.
Yes.
He's looking down at his notes, right? So, like, the Eisenhower Park line was, was pre-written out.
So, this guy is obviously from Long Island, right?
I guess he drops you a couple other hints that he's from this area a little bit later, but he's okay. Like, this isn't slow-pitch softball at Eisenhower Park. These are facts.
Okay.
All right, keep it going.
These are facts, Evan. Not slow pitch lobs that you can see every Thursday night at Eisenhower Park. If you're going to throw some crap out there, don't be surprised when it gets smoked like a line drive back into your face. I'm going to say this again. Cracking this mic in any market, but especially when you have multiple sports teams, is a privilege. It is not a right. Things you say will be criticized. You know that. But again, if you're going to say something, say something. Don't tiptoe around it. Don't say, can't wait for the Athletic article to come out. If you got something to say, say it. Don't just throw out these lazy narratives and have nothing substantial to back it up. And just a reminder, if you come at the king of the MLB this season, you best not miss.
All right. Whoa, man. I'll tell you what. Evan is getting slapped around here.
Yeah, okay. Slapped around with a wet bucatini noodle with this guy. I mean, I know.
He's slapping him around. So the ex-baseball players are all slapping
right,
him around.
Whatever. Forget that for a second. And this guy is just so lame. And the fact that he goes, if you're going to come at the king of the MLB this year, you best not miss.
Right.
I mean, come on. First of all, who says the MLB? That right there is just total lame ass stuff.
Isn't that a new thing? Don't they call it the NBA, the association or something?
Yeah, but the MLB, you best not miss. I mean, that guy's just, he's watched too much wrestling. He's just, the best is yet to come with this
okay,
guy.
Okay, all right.
The best is yet to come. So that's one of the better lines there. You gonna mess with the kings of the MLB, you best not miss. And he goes on from there.
If you come at the king of the MLB this season, you best not miss. The challenge was made on Twitter on Monday night, and I'm gonna throw it out again.
Again, one more time.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Find this video. You can strip this audio, whatever you want to do. Tag him. Tag the fan on Twitter. I do not care. If you want to debate the Rays, the Yankees, the Mets, the Lightning, the Rangers, the Knicks, USF, UT, St. John's basketball, I don't care. If you come at Tampa Bay Sports, this is what you're going to get. I'll fly up there.
If you come at Tampa Bay Sports, this is what you're going to get. A pre-written out, contrived response on a radio station that nobody listens to. So, hold on. Wait, just give me a second. I will debate USF football with you all day and all night. Right here, right now. I issued my warning on Twitter, and I'm giving you another one now. It's DEFCON 5, bitch. I'm coming. Hide the women and children.
Now, this is my favorite part that I've saved for last.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Go ahead, Al.
Sports, this is what you're going to get. I'll fly up there on my own dime. I'll stay with my parents. I'll give my nephew a hug and celebrate his 6th birthday with him. I will walk right into the WFAN studios, and we will debate any Tampa Bay or New York sports team that you would like.
All right. First of all, so many things are great about this. I'll fly up there on my own dime. Like there's any other choice. Like WDAE and iHeart's going to be like, yeah, Jay, we're going to pay for a flight for you to go up to WFAN. Or like Spike's going to be like, you know what? This guy's got something. I think in our budget, we're going to fly him up here and we're going to put him on the air. Like, you know, we never would ever think about putting this schmuck on the air. But now we will because he's going to debate the Rays with one of our hosts. Like, I swear I will do it. I will. Don't test me. I will do it. I will book a flight on my own and walk right in to WFAN, and I will debate you. Don't test me. I will debate you anytime, any place. I mean, what is he talking about? Like, how is that intimidating? Like, first of all, I'll debate you? Like, if you've gotten into altercations in your life, right? People disagreeing with you, whatever. You've gotten into arguments. Have you ever been like, anytime, anywhere, I'm up for a debate?
Oh, no.
You want to debate sports? I will debate sports.
Isn't that what we do?
What? Come on. Bring it. Bring it. Let's go. Your bullpen, my bullpen. Let's go. What you got? What you got? Mother effer.
Isn't that what we do here?
Oh, my God. I swear I'll do it. Just say the word, and I will fly up to WFAN, the biggest radio station there ever was in sports talk, and walk right in there and debate University of South Florida basketball.
So, can I ask you a
question? This is what you're going to get.
Can I ask you a question?
You come at the king, you best not miss.
This is ridiculous, I know, I can tell.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, this all started because Evan accused the Tampa Bay Rays of cheating.
I know.
But he has no proof.
Right. It's all whatever.
Right,
and
okay.
The whole thing is a mess. It's all entertainment business.
Yes.
It's drawn interest, whatever. He's gotten some attention at it. We all know how this business works. I just love how this guy decided this was the way he was going to enter the conversation. Like, that's just, like, he saw an opportunity, and he came in with his wacky noodle and starts waving it around. I swear, you, look at me. Do I look like I'm messing around?
No.
Does it look like I'm messing around? I will get on that plane that I paid for myself and stay with my parents and waltz right in there and debate you about whatever team you want.
Yeah, well,
right here, right now.
All right, there's a little bit more, I think. We'll listen to the rest of it.
Jesus.
Al, you got the
we can talk about the Tampa Bay Rays. We are the flagship. We are Tampa Bay. Don't throw things out there and act like it's no big deal. This platform means something.
That's how it ends. It gets cut off.
This okay. Platform okay. Means right, this platform means something.
Maybe this platform means something. Whatever platform you're on may not.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just phenomenal.
So how do you think Evan's feeling about all this right now?
I don't think he cares.
I think he's feeling attacked.
I do, too, right? I think he, because he never really gets attacked.
He does not, no.
People like him around here generally. I think most people think that he's a very bright sports fan, knows what's going on. Maybe a dweeb, but
yeah.
But he is a sports fan. If you can't play it, talk it, that kind of thing.
Right.
And he does a good job with it, but I would think that this is... Is there ever been another time where he has been under siege like this?
No. I mean, is this really under siege?
I swear I'm going to debate you.
Yeah, he's under siege, yes.
I am putting you under siege.
Yes. Well, I'm talking about the baseball players podcast, too.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Todd Frazier called out Craig. It wasn't really Craig's.
Well, he also said Evan. He first said Craig. Because yeah, Craig did say they're probably cheating, and then Evan went further with it, and then Todd Frazier addressed Evan as well. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's, honestly, I think it's a good thing for Evan.
I do.
I think it's a good thing. I think that this, generally, there aren't, like you've said, articles written about what Evan has said in any way, shape, or form over the last...
controversial.
There's really
stuff.
Been
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
there, so... I mean, I think this is good for him. I just absolutely
now is he going to continue to fight back or is he just going to give in?
I don't even know if he's fought back. I don't even know. I'm not sure.
He accused them of cheating because of their record and bad players having good years and
yeah.
Everybody's having a good year together, especially when they're at home.
Yep.
So I mean, do you stand by that? And do the Yankee fans believe that much like they would believe what happened was in what was going on in Houston?
Well, here's the thing. This is
what it sounds like to me. He's attaching
right.
the Tampa Rays' success offensively to that of the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I think this is another reason why I'm pulling back the curtain here a little bit on this. Like another reason why I think this is good for him is this lasts the entire year because if they continue. To play well,
mm-hmm.
then people are going to continue to go after him. If they fall apart...
Either that or agree with him.
Right. And if they fall apart, Evan will be like, see, I told you these guys weren't that good. And if they are found to be doing something, then he's all of a sudden can scream from the top of the mountain.
I mean, you got a $290 million payroll against the $80 million payroll, and they're getting spanked all over the place.
It's a privilege
right.
to sit behind this. This platform is a privilege.
That
don't you
like
come
Louise.
At the king.
That sounded like Louise.
Yes, it's a privilege, Gina, to crack open this microphone. You kidding me? You come at the Tampa Bay Rays, you're going to feel the wrath.
Oh, my goodness. That's just so good.
You know
good.
What? It makes it feel good Friday even feel better.
That guy is just precious.
I'd
love to just have him around. Just like, and then like unleash his little puny rants on certain things. Just keep him in the newsroom and then like get his hot takes and give a little puny rant. Here's Jay Riker's puny rant on the Knicks.
Did you check his biography or anything?
I can do that. Yeah, let me see this.
Figure out where he's from.
I don't think he's got a Wikipedia.
Did he go to Syracuse?
Probably. I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are focusing on getting Anthony Gallo down to Miami. I think Zoo's got something he legitimately can't get out of. So it's a tough spot, but I do totally understand this dog thing we have a solution to. The Zoo thing, I don't think we have a solution to.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's an important thing for him. So it's... He's okay. Everybody's okay. It's just an important thing for him that I don't think we have a solution to. So if we get Gallo down there, then...
Why don't you send Al?
Alan Gallo. Yeah,
that would be perfect.
And they could be roommates.
You know, I never order breakfast, and today I ordered something because I'm going to go right to the golf course after work, and Gallo screwed up the order completely and forgot the thing I asked for.
You got me so stressed.
So you didn't forget Boomer's order, did you? Yeah. Trying to solve this guy's problems. He's over there. He's stressed.
He is stressed.
We're not stressed. We figured this out for him.
He's completely stressed.
Full pause. Mm-hmm. And why in... Like, he can't get a hold of his roommate?
Well, they're on a dude cruise, man.
On a cruise, it's very difficult. That is true. There are many times that you are without cell service.
Do they have Wi-Fi on a cruise or no?
If you pay for it, and they charge you probably $20 a day. Right, Al? You went on the last cruise, they're like $20 a day for Wi-Fi or something stupid?
Yeah, something stupid like that.
Yeah, it's like an airplane. Right, you fly on an airplane, you buy, and it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
A lot of my friends have actually gone and not purchased it because they've tried it in the past, and it's not worth it.
Ever been on a dude cruise before?
No, I actually didn't know dudes went on cruises together. I know women sometimes go as a group and couples, of course.
So maybe this is why guys go as a group if cruise. Women are going as a group.
That's singles cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. They have singles cruises and swingers cruises, apparently.
Imagine being a janitor on the singles cruise.
Here's my raw sausage. Eat it.
Anywhere the hell did that
God
come
knows.
From?
God knows.
That was like perfect. Oh, boy.
All right.
Everybody calm down.
We're working on getting Zoo down. I mean, Gallo down there to game six.
We're working on it still. The full pause has stepped up. The dog will be taken care of. We've got flights that work. We've got a hotel that works. We got tickets that work. He's just got to say, okay. And by the way, if his roommate doesn't know that the dog's going to four paws, what is really the harm in this?
You know what? I got a text message from one of my buddies who's going down.
Yeah.
He said if the guys could get to Teterboro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now you're offering him a private plane.
I wonder if that changes
Zoo's situation, too.
I mean, but the guy's leaving. He's going to be leaving before noon.
So private jet to Miami, tickets,
and hotel. I think we'd have to fly him back commercially. I think the guy's probably going to stay down.
Oh, the love of God, is that awful?
Come on. I'm going to say, what about private jet to Zoo?
Oh, my goodness. Is there room for two?
No, he's in. The guy said, you know, we can fit him on there. Just make sure they take a bath or a shower before they get on the plane.
But that's not an option. He's going to have to go right from here. And how is he then? How are they going to break into the apartment to get the dog?
Yeah, leave his key.
Where?
With us. And then Daddy will drop it off on his way home.
Oh, my God. Let me ask what kind of plane he has.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think it matters to Zoo and Gallo.
Zoo only flies a G6.
Baby.
All right. We're here.
Oh, it's a Global 6000.
That means nothing to us peasants.
What well,
that
you, mean? You can basically, you know, if you want, you can Google that and see what it looks like.
And we can all go.
Yes, we could.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. Rays beat the Yankees 8-2. Josh Lowe, a big night, a double, a home run, five RBIs. Taylor Walls, he was one of the guys that Evan's like, Taylor Walls, who
the hell is this?
He had an RBI double as well. And Drew Rasmussen owns the Yankees. 7 innings, 2 hit balls, 7 strikeouts, 21 straight scoreless innings against the Yanks. Here is Aaron Judge. We had our chances.
Yeah, for us, it's just about, you know, when we get our pitch in the zone, we can't foul it off. We can't miss it. Can't hit it into the ground. We got to either do some damage on it or, you know, get on base.
No damage. Not much damage at all. Matter of fact, they scored their 2 runs in the ninth inning when the game was already decided. Domingo Germán, the loss, he allowed 2 runs, only 1 earned. Over 5 2/3, Ron Marinaccio came in. And in a third of an inning, charged with a couple of runs as well. Yankees a whopping 9 games back here on May 12th. Garrett Cole, Trevor Kelly, the starters tonight. All the coverage here on the Fan at 6:25. As for the Mets, they put up another goose egg on the board. Shut out by the Reds. Francisco Lindor says, not for a lack of effort.
We are doing everything possible to get going early and to continue to put runs in the scoreboard. You know, we're trying to win innings. We just haven't done it.
No, they haven't done it. And then this one's a little more concerning. So remember I said to you the other day with Scherzer and the neck and the spasms, and they said maybe he could even pitch as soon as Thursday. They were just trying to give him an extra couple of days.
Yeah.
So he's not listed, obviously didn't pitch yesterday. Senga did. He's not listed as a starter tonight. So then they asked Buck about, well, what about Saturday?
Unless Max really makes market improvement, I think Saturday's kind of a challenge too. And he's getting a little better, but it's not making any
big jumps. Put him on the IL already. This is stupid. I can't believe I'm saying this because he criticizes the guys always being hurt, but this is ridiculous.
Remember, we were talking about him starting at the Nationals this weekend.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, okay, he'd make that start and then go on the IL.
Yeah.
You're saying go on the IL before the start.
Yes. At this point, yeah. I mean, Buck's basically, I mean, he's just clogging up a roster spot. He's waking up and getting evaluated every day. This is silly. And he's got the shoulder problem.
Very concerning.
What time for the private jet, Zoo's asking me?
I told you it had to be before noon.
Oh, okay.
Tell him 11:15 then.
11:15.
That gives him a little bit of wiggle room.
Okay.
Tonight, New York in Washington on WCBS 880. Basketball, this game we're talking about for Zoo and Gallo, Knicks and Heat from Miami. Game 6 of their conference semifinal. The Heat looking to close out the Knicks, a second straight game. They're up 3-2. If the Knicks win, they would force a 7th game Monday night at the Garden. The Celtics beat the 76ers 95-86. They force a 7th game. Jason Tatum didn't shoot it well, but hit a couple of big threes late. James Harden was lousy, 13 points, 4 of 16 shooting, 0 for 6 from 3. He was asked, what happened? It's been kind of an up-and-down series for you.
It's frustrating because I'm number one as far as fouls that don't get called. Like, it's a fact. So it's frustrating as a player, someone, you know, officiating and tell you at halftime, and then, you know, we missed a couple fouls. That right there goes.
There was no follow-up on that. What did the officiating tell him at halftime?
I don't know, but a little update. My buddy's got a private suite at the Heat next game.
Oh, my God.
And if they want to sit in the stands, they can. If they want to sit in the suite, they can, too. And it's all going to be filled with Knick fans.
Yeah, Zoo cannot make the flight, period.
Okay.
So
he's out.
Yeah, he is. He's out. And I understand it. I do understand it. Yeah, there was no follow-up to that, Jerry, that James Harden answer?
No.
Really?
Because it was in the middle of the clip, and my first thought was, what did the officials tell you? But not that I saw, anyway. And the Nuggets hammered the Suns 125-100, so you know people, right?
Yeah.
Here's Al McCoy, the Suns play-by-play guy last night.
I want to take a minute here before we get into the post-game show. And Tim, you touched on it a moment ago, but I think our listeners know that this is my final broadcast for the Phoenix Suns after 51 amazing years.
Know anybody in Phoenix?
What's that?
Do you know anybody in Phoenix?
Oh, the body's not even cold yet here, Jerry.
Now I get it. Yes, okay.
Yeah, Al McCoy. I don't know if they knew that that was his last game or if he just announced that last, because I hadn't heard anything about him possibly doing his last game.
And it was not a good. Matt Ishbia's a good dude.
Good dude.
Actually, you know what?
Yes.
Valenti.
Yes.
That you do the kickoff show with and Ishbia. Are friends.
Are they really?
Good friends.
How about that?
There's got to be someone waiting in the wings who is probably roofing that guy's water for the last 3 years.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's no question they got people waiting in the wings.
Sure you don't want me to reach out and see?
So they
got to
put it out there, don't they? Like, as far as an HR thing, they have to post the job.
But they also know they got a guy waiting in the wings.
Probably his son who's been waiting there.
Well,
my dad, hang it up already.
Well, great. Sense. Maybe Chris Carino's kid takes over when he's done. He's doing games, I think, at Fordham.
That's pretty cool.
I think so. 125-100, second straight year. They get bounced and get blown out in a deciding game. Not enough time for that. Let's just play this. This is how the Devils or the Hurricanes game winner over the Devils sounded in Raleigh.
Drury, Gostisbehere. Back for Drury. Back to Gostisbehere at the left point. Now Claude Kunieni, top of the right circle. His shot! He scores!
It sounds like a goal horn. It's unbelievable. Yeah, they win 3-2. That's it. And the Devils season's over. The Rangers season's over. Islanders season's over. The hockey season's essentially over here. Jesper Foss, the former Ranger, the power play goal to win it. And the Jets and Giants, we got their schedules. The NFL, the big release thing. I did see the Titans release video was very funny.
Yes.
The Chargers put out a cartoon one, which looks kind of
funny. The Jaguars one is great, too.
Very detailed, though.
It's very detailed because Asher Grodman, he plays on the show Ghost. He wrote and performed in it himself.
Yes, it's 8.5 minutes.
Right, and he got the players to buy into it. The owner bought into it. Doug Peterson brought into
it. It's funny.
It's really good.
So a lot
really
of these good. Teams put a lot of effort and thought into it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Quick update here. Gallo is not comfortable for whatever reason. This is why. Like, I don't... My brain's all over the place here, so bear with me for a minute. I'm going to try to go into a philosophical take here for a second. You know, when you get to a certain age in your life where you've experienced some stuff, you've got more responsibilities, you have seen a lot of things, both good and bad. And then you see how other people handle these things. You can very confidently say in your mind, that is the wrong thing to do. What you're doing here doesn't make sense. What I am suggesting to you does make sense. However, it's tough to say that to people because you don't want to overstep bounds. This is their life. You don't want to be, as they say, mansplaining things to people. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be condescending. And that's what I'd like to do with Gallo right now. Is I just want to shake him and say, what are we doing? Why is this even an issue? We have created the safest possible environment for your roommate's dog via four paws. And he is not accepting of that environment. And he said the only way he would feel comfortable giving the dog off to somebody else is if he gets it to this other friend, this mutual friend of him and his roommate. Who we know nothing about. We don't know if he's, he's certainly not a professional dog boarder like the people find folks at Four Paws on Staten Island. And that's what he would rather do.
I mean, part of me respects his attempt to be responsible for his friend's dog. I will say that. I do understand that somebody is giving him a big responsibility and he doesn't want to screw that up. And I get that.
Right.
I do appreciate Ashley from Four Paws.
Right.
Because she was a doer. She wants to get things done. She wanted to handle it. She was going to make it all easy for us in that regard. We had no idea that that was going to be a part of the issue here. You know, there was a time when, prior to your marriage, mm-hmm. and you were working here at WFN, I think you were working with Joe and Evan.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I think I walked in on a meeting that you were having with Spitz. He was yelling at you guys about something. I don't
know, yeah, it was Spitz and Chernoff. It was in Chernoff's office. It was me, Joe, Evan, Chernoff, Eric Spitz, yes.
And I walked in, and I happened to be doing that Monday night football game where your beloved Vikings were playing at Lambeau Field.
Yep.
And I walked in there and said, gee, you know what? I know that you love the Vikings. How would you like to go to the Monday night game tonight with me? I'm leaving at 3 o'clock from Teterboro, and I'll have you back here tomorrow morning before 5. And you remember what Chernoff said?
No, he's the producer. We need somebody to produce the show. No.
Right. And I said, well, forget that.
Yeah.
You could find anybody.
And then right. And then Joe goes, are you effing kidding me, Mark? Are you kidding me? This might be the greatest day in this guy's life.
And then he goes, okay, fine.
Right. And you went.
And I went.
You dropped everything.
Dropped everything
and
I went. Right.
And really wasn't even 24 hours. I mean, this is legitimately a 24-hour thing for Anthony Gallo. And he's not going to make it to my friend's jet, so we'd still have to fly him commercially, it looks like.
Yeah, I know.
But I understand his responsibility, and I appreciate, I do respect that. I mean,
yeah.
That means he's been raised by good parents.
Of course.
And part of it is his parents are great. They've instilled in him a respect for responsibility.
Yeah, and that's fine, and you're right. But we have also understood that responsibility, taken it seriously, given him a solution, a very legitimate solution,
yeah,
that he is rejecting. So that's the other half of this.
You know, maybe he is not as confident in his Knicks as I am.
That's probably what
I know
it
you're
is.
Not. I think he's probably been listening to you and
no.
Thinking that the series is
over. No, he's
over.
Super positive. Down 3-1, he was like, it's not over. He's been positive. I think he wants to go. And he says that every little detail that is out there, he's dying more inside. Everything we throw out there, whether it's the jet or the suite or whatever, he's just getting crushed by this. And it just, you know, kids are different these days, Boomer, you know? They don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
They don't, you know, kids these days are just, you know, they don't understand the gravity of these situations.
That's why I always tell kids, you know what? If you focus and you want to become a savage, you can own your life and own everybody around you, because there's so many people that just want to sit on their ass and want to be lazy.
Yeah, well.
So, look, man, just go out there and go get what you want.
This would be a huge... You remember how Zoo's profile went through the roof when we sent him down there to Atlanta and he became a big part of the show and a big part of the boat party? This could be Gallo's really big moment, his coming out party, if you will.
And he and Zoo had their own radio show.
Exactly.
I would think Spike would see this as, you know, really taking one for the team and really trying to elevate the show and elevate his own personality and going down there doing digital for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And Spencer's got his back. He could stay with Spencer.
We worked it all out.
Yeah.
It did foolproof.
Spencer's got weed. Does he know that Spencer's got weed?
I think he does. Yeah, Spencer from Miami, who called us up, has got weed for Anthony Gallo down there when he arrives. Perfect. I mean, you could not get a better situation. We have made the perfect bed for Anthony Gallo to lay in. He's choosing to stand up.
There's really not much more we can do. Now it really comes down to him.
Yeah, that's right. It's a classic cliche, horse to water. Is he going to lap that up? Is he going to lap it up?
Yes.
Is he going to stick out his big horse tongue and take a drink?
Yep.
Or is he going to walk away?
Sure, my buddy's plane is going to be totally catered and everything.
Yeah, we can't get him there now. It's like impossible to get the dog someplace and get him to Teterboro. Would be impossible.
By the way, the Global 6000 aircraft is the largest business jet that can fly from Aspen to London City Airport nonstop. I don't know what to tell you. I guess the plane's probably worth somewhere around $60 million.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. They might have weed on that plane too, Anthony. You never know. Up in the sky, rules are different.
No, my buddy didn't do that.
Okay.
Nope. All right.
Very good.
Not a chance in hell.
I'm just trying to make it worse for him. That's all.
That's the reason my buddy has that jet.
Yeah, because he's not smoking weed.
Damn straight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.